Harper Audio presents Proof Positive by Philip Margolin, read by Margaret Whitten. Copyright 2006 by Philip Margolin. Production and abridgment copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publishers. Doug Weaver had experienced his fair share of bad days during his legal career, but the day Oregon executed Raymond Hayes was one of the worst. Doug tried to convince himself that watching someone die from a lethal injection wasn't like seeing someone stabbed to death or crushed by a train, but that only helped him deal with what he would see. It didn't ease his guilt. Deep down, Doug believed that Raymond Hayes was going to die because he had screwed up. The fact that Doug liked his client made it even more difficult. Bonding wasn't unusual during a death case where the attorney and his client are thrown together for months or years at a time. Sometimes, during a visit at the penitentiary when they were talking about NASCAR races or football games, Doug would almost forget why Ray had needed representation. There were even moments when he thought, "There but for the grace of God go I." The slightly overweight attorney with the receding hairline did bear a faint resemblance to his chubby, balding client. Both men were also in their early 30s, and they'd grown up in small towns. But that was where the similarities ended. Doug was a lot smarter than the majority of his high school classmates, while Ray barely graduated. After high school, Doug had gone to college, and Ray had stayed home, working the farm for his ailing, widowed mother before selling out and moving with her to the cottage in Portland, where she had been brutally murdered. The last time Doug had made the 50-mile drive from Portland to the Oregon State Penitentiary, it had been to tell Raymond that the justices of the United States Supreme Court had voted against taking up his case.